Sky Carumba. Here are some of the March 2021 astronomical events you'll want to know about. Cetus, Pisces, and Pegasus are all setting as the night sets in. Gemini, Taurus, and Orion are highest at sunset. Leo is an all-night constellation. Mars is in Taurus when March begins. It passes close to the Pleiades in the first week. Around the 15th through the 19th, the red planet passes through a set of stars all sharing the name Alcabaen. The moon is near on the 19th. By the end of March, as Taurus is lower in the west, Mars is above the Hyades V with orange Aldebaran and below Elnath in Auriga. Libra rises around local midnight. Look for that very faint diamond. A cluster of planets rises shortly before the sun. Saturn is highest, Mercury is next, and Jupiter is below it when the month starts. Mercury is moving toward Jupiter and passes it on the 4th and 5th. The messenger planet is at greatest elongation on the 6th, 27.3 degrees west of the sun. A waning crescent moon is in the neighborhood on the 9th and 10th. For Northern Hemisphere viewers, Saturn and Jupiter stay barely above the solar glare as Mercury disappears into it in the second half of March. In the Southern Hemisphere, sky watchers will still see the messenger planet above a clear horizon in the morning at the end of the month. From 25 degrees south, Mercury rises an hour and 12 minutes before the sun, nearly above it on the 31st. Venus is close to the sun all month. There are no places on Earth that get a good view of it this month. Venus is technically a morning object until the 26th, when it's at superior conjunction and changes to evening status. The equinox is on the 20th. Mercury is at aphelion on the 14th. It's at 0.467 astronomical units from the sun. The asteroid Vesta is at opposition on March 4th. It's 1.3 astronomical units from the Earth. It's visible in Leo near the star Schirton. Vesta is the brightest of the asteroids, but still is near the limit of what the human eye can see unaided. On the 4th, the moon rises in late evening, giving a few hours to see Vesta without interference from moonlight. You'll see it easier as the moon rises later, night after night. The moon begins the month on the equator going south. Last quarter is on the 6th. Southern lunistice is on the 7th at 25.2 degrees. New moon is on the 13th, and the moon goes north of the equator on the 14th. First quarter is on the 21st. Northern lunistice is on the 22nd at 25.3 degrees. The moon is full and on the equator going south, again on the 28th. Lunar perigee is on the 2nd at 365,500 kilometers away. Apogee is on the 18th at a distance of 405,300 kilometers. A second perigee occurs on the 30th at 360,200 kilometers. Notable conjunctions in March. On the 2nd, the moon will be 6 degrees from Spica. On the 5th, Mercury is 0.3 degrees from Jupiter, and then the moon will be 5 degrees from Antares. On the 10th, Saturn is 3.6 degrees from the moon, and then Jupiter will be 3.9 degrees from the moon as the moon keeps moving across the sky. On the 11th, Neptune will be 1.1 degrees from the sun, Mercury 3.5 degrees from the moon. On the 19th, Mars will be 1.9 degrees from the moon, and then the moon will be 5.1 degrees from Aldebaran, again as it's moving across the sky. On the 19th, Mars will be 1.9 degrees from the moon, and as the moon keeps moving across the sky, it will pass 5.1 degrees from Aldebaran. On the 23rd, the moon will be 3.4 degrees from Pollux, and on the 26th, the moon will be 4.4 degrees from Regulus, and then Venus will be 1.4 degrees from the sun at superior conjunction. And on the 29th, the moon will be 5.8 degrees from Spica. Now, all of these dates are in universal time. You might find that in some cases, things are actually on the day before or the day after, depending on where you are in the world. Is there an upcoming astronomical event that you think everyone should know about? Suggest it as a topic for a Sky Carumba podcast. Find Sky Carumba on Twitter or Facebook. Sky Carumba.